Well, as sports lovers, I think we like to see competition. I think we like to see close finishes and victories. But I'm not sure that Hughie Bowman wanted it to be that close. But he would have dug deep. The Kokoda walk would have helped him out. G'day, Hughie.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Flats.
Oh, mate, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm all right now.
In the aftermath, it's fine, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I must admit, I needed 10 or 15 minutes to myself after the race.
Yeah.
Things didn't go to plan, but fortunately it all worked out. You know, she's an unbelievable horse, and, you know, she's overcome adversity before, but I don't think she's done it quite like she did on the weekend.
Hughie, I hate this question from people when they say, what were you thinking? What was going through your mind? But I was trying to watch it thinking, well, I know you don't want to panic, but I thought the problem was about the 500, or about between the 5 and the 400. Missing the kick, you seem to settle and just coast out the back. I said earlier, smoking your pipe. But then I reckon, I didn't know whether she picked up as quickly as I thought between the 5 and the 4.
Yeah, look, if I take you through it, when she missed it like she did, there wasn't much I could do about that. So I just let her find her feet and tack onto the back of the field. Well, the part of the race which I was concerned was about 700, and that was when the leader, Ecuador, started to increase the tempo, and the three horses I was behind didn't really tack onto that pace. So I got a little bit sort of disjointed from that leading group, so to speak. And at that point in the race, I actually thought to myself, well, maybe I just can't win. But in saying that, there's not much I can do about that because I wasn't in a position to be making a move that far from home. And, you know, all I could do from then was hope that interference would start to take me into the race, which it didn't. And that's what made the performance so remarkable, that she was able to come off the back of interference, who really was no help at all, and run down. You know, Fox Play, who's a really good horse in her own right. She's a genuine Group 1 horse. And she was running through the line, you know, with plenty in the tank. And this unbelievable mare was able to run her down.
Yeah. So, Hughie, I mean, you'll get asked this as well. Is that the best win? But in terms of knowing how great this mare is, was there anything surprising about what she had in the tank?
Not really. Look, when I pulled out and made my run at the top of the straight, when I initially came from the back of interference, I was worried. I thought, geez, I've got some, you know, I've got a lot of ground to make up. But once she changed legs and got into her stride, believe it or not, I was really confident of winning, you know, from the 350 metre mark.
Yeah.
Mind you, when I went past the pack, and Ecuador and Fox Play were in a little bit of a race of their own, I thought, gee, it's going to be closer than I thought.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I was going to be beaten, not at that stage. But, yeah, it was not that you're sort of going, having all these thoughts. It's more of a instinctive feel that you're feeling. But, yeah, I didn't feel in trouble then. It was mid-race that I was worried.
Well, from a selfish point of view, it was a lot more thrilling the way you put on the show than just going out and giving him an absolute toweling.
Well, I have been quoted in saying I'd love the confidence to just ride a dead colt out the back and let her really run past it. That's when you'll see your best.
Yeah.
But having felt that on the weekend, I think it'd be nice to go back to the normal pattern from now on.
Yeah. And, mate, the great news is, Hughie, you know, people would think that's, you know, you see the times, you see what she had to do, that was a gut buster. I think you only hit her once, plus Chris Waller reports that she's pulled up fantastic, which is great.
Yeah, I thought I was a bit too hard on her last prep. I got a bit engulfed in the moment. She dropped the bridle at the 600-metre mark and I started pushing her. And I thought I was too hard on her. I personally think she pulled up better yesterday after the race than she did first up last preparation. And, you know, the best part about it, she was doing her best work through the line. Whereas, yeah, first up last time, I sort of, yeah, she was at the top at the 100. And, you know, I think she'd had enough at the line. So for me personally, that's a really good sign.
So she's set for a couple of weeks, September 2?
I understand she's running in Chelmsford in 2 weeks' time.
Yep.
And then the George Main 2 weeks after that. That's my understanding.
Okay.
Well, Hughie, you gave everyone a bit of a fright, but you gave them all a big thrill at the same time.
Part of the plan.
Mate, we thank
you. And that's the thing you just can't take for granted. You know, as superior she is, you know, you said we love sport, we love a challenge and love competition, but we love the theatre. And although it didn't go to plan, she really is special horse.
Yeah, she is, mate. No, terrific ride, mate. Great patience. And great judgment in the end. And we thank you so much for your time again, Hughie.
You're welcome. Have a nice morning.